This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by a CEO, Yale Swerdlow. Yale is the CEO of Maestro Games, a fascinating business, a fascinating thing that they're doing. So I got a chance to visit with us today about that. Yale, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Absolutely, and thank you so much for having me. I'm Yale Swerdlow, and I'm the CEO and the founder of Maestro Games. We're a social purpose corporation based here in LA. And what we do is we build resilience technology using music, virtual reality, and gamification. The players of our experience entitled The Last Maestro experience gorgeous music with beautiful vistas, bringing them moments of beauty and joy and awe and delight as a way of creating the emotional and spiritual and psychological resilience that's required to withstand life's challenges. So we're focusing right
now. Tell us for a second.
Sorry.
Yeah, tell us how you got started. How did you start this? What led you to starting this?
Well, I'm a longtime photojournalist, and so I have my own challenges with PTSD and moral injury and burnout. I've covered all sorts of horrific things. I used to shoot for the Associated Press and LA Times, and then I went overseas for International Medical Corps in 1994 to Somalia, Sudan, and Rwanda, and covered cleanups after genocide and war and things like that. But I was also raised by a very Bach-obsessed father. The only person that my late father loved more than Bach is my mother. And I mean that. And I was very privileged as a kid because we went to the LA Phil since I was five. And music, classical music specifically, was a very big part of our lives. But my dad also was very challenged by depression. He probably would have been diagnosed as bipolar, and physical challenges. He was crippled from a horse accident and just really had a lot of emotional, physical, mental, psychological, and spiritual challenges. And when he was dying, it was up to me to be in charge of everything. And he was going through these horrific death throes. And hospice was there, and they had loaded him up as much as they could on morphine and Ativan, and he was just yelling and screaming and kicking, and it was awful, and everyone around him was falling apart. And so I didn't know what to do, and out of desperation, or I guess divine inspiration, I grabbed my iPhone, and I put on the Bach Partita number 3. And within less than a nanosecond, he went from horrific death throes to 100% peaceful, just with a little smile on his face and holding my mom's hand and my sister's hand, and moving his head and keeping time to the music, and we kept it going, and that's how he passed away hours later. So for me, it was a really, validation of the experience. And before that, when I was in Rwanda, literally just days after the genocide was over, there were orphans there that were, some of them were catatonic because of what they had seen. Some of them were just, not there because of what they had done. And there was an Irish organization called Concern that was using music therapy to bring the kids out. And that was another example to me of just the power of music to deal with trauma and to deal with, if you will, returning a person to their soul. And so that's how the company got started.
Well, magnificent. And talk about this year, 2021, as you grow the company, as you raise funds, as you go to the next level, what are the big priorities for 2021?
Well, the priorities right now are obviously funding. We, in 2020, because of the pandemic, with a startup, it's always right place, right time. And fortunately or unfortunately, because of the pandemic, we find ourselves really at the cusp of being able to bring this healing to large populations. So right now we have strategic partnerships with Dell and with a tactical simulation company called Milo Range, that works with law enforcement and military, and also working with others to be able to make sure that we can bring our technology platform to as many folks as possible in the first responder space. My priority for 2021, we're launching our go-to-market actually next week. And so our priority would be one of my priorities. I want to bring us to a telemedicine telehealth company, because one of the byproducts of sitting at your computer treating patients all day is a phenomenal level of burnout. And there's not that energy interaction between an in-person patient visit. So a lot of the folks that are practicing telemedicine go and, you know, take their breaks by going on Facebook or watching YouTube videos or whatever. And what I'd like to be able to do instead is put them in a VR headset, and that way I can reset their autonomic nervous system. I can enable them to focus, because you can't check your phone when you're in a VR headset. And I can secrete dopamine, serotonin, endorphins, and all the, and also because we're fully gesture based, think of conducting an orchestra as what we're giving you the opportunity to do. When you're playing the game, you're able to also create new neural pathways as well. Each experience that we create is in between 3 to 6 minutes long, because we know that first responders have absolutely no time to do anything. So we're keeping the experiences very, very short, beautiful, and powerful to be able to be utilized anywhere.
And take a moment on that short time frame. How critical is that to usability and digestible and so forth? How critical is that? I think that's brilliant. Talk to us about that for a moment.
Thank you. Well, it has to be at least 3 minutes for the neuro, what happens neurologically to happen. So so there are plenty of pieces of music that I want to use that don't come in at 3 minutes. So I have to pass on them. And then with 6 minutes, we decided on that because we feel that that's the maximum amount of time that a first responder can devote to, you know, being in the headset. Like, one of the things that's really clear is that if you're in the, even as you know, as an attorney, if you're in the middle of having to file a brief and you're stressed out and your blood pressure's up and your anxiety is, you know, high, you're not going to go downstairs and take a yoga class. You're not going to, you know, sit down and meditate for an hour. So I can put you in a headset, and within 3 to 6 minutes, I can reset you. So that's really what we you know, did a lot of research on the sweet spot, if you will. That said, the running joke of the company, thank you. The running joke of the company is that I really want to torture you. I'll make you conduct Bolero, which is 14 and a half minutes of sheer hell. So, you know, but overall, we're sticking to the 3 to 6 minute time frame.
Magnificent.
There's a couple. Thank you.
Now let me ask you another question. How do people learn more about the company? How do they learn more about what you're doing?
Well, we have a website. It's maestrogames.com. And we also have, obviously, marketing decks, investor decks, and whatever anyone would need. They can. I'm represented in your firm by Amber Walsh, who is absolutely one of the most badass women I've ever met. Brian Balaika and Claire Lewis and Darren Collins. So, and the folks that they work with as well.
But people could find you on LinkedIn as well. Can they find you there?
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Got it. Yael Swerdlow, and then maestrogames.com. So those two places would be great places to learn more. Magnificent.
Absolutely.
Magnificent.
100%.
Yeah, you know, just what a pleasure to visit with you. Magnificent what you're doing. Wish you great success.
Thank
we know
you.
You'll have it. Just remarkable.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much for joining the Becker Private Equity Podcast today.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott. And I'm really grateful to be included. Be well.